Three signs that I'm definitely a girly. Number one, I like shopping and talk about girly things. Number two, I try out new things such as styling my hair and so on. Number three, I can talk like a book. Where was I? So that makeup was a success, which means I have now more courage to use it more often, and maybe use a bit like lip gloss or something else, like eyeshadow, just a little bit, you know. People overdo it, and then people think makeup's not necessarily, but to be honest, you know, when... Example, when you go to a nice restaurant, or a nice party, or going out with your friends, or, worst case scenario, like important case scenario, you get to a job interview. You don't want to come in, your eyes all blotchy, your face red, like things under your eyes and stuff. You do want to look presentable, and I'll be honest with you guys, many of us blind people think makeup is not necessary. That's because we don't see what we look like. And I have the same problem, and I'm not using makeup the way I should. But makeup can actually conceal things that just don't look very nice. You know, makeup can actually look very natural if used correctly. So just because we can't see doesn't mean that makeup is not important. You know, in the sighted world, first impressions are very, very important. So it's always good to try. Now, of course, you would say, long as I look presentable and clean and have my hair combed, that's enough. And yeah, it might be. But it's still nice, you know, it makes you feel nice about yourself when you actually do put makeup on. Anyway, so I had a good night at church. Sorry about the ramblings, you can all skip that, you boys, or those who think makeup is ridiculous. Now the racing week is over. That's every year in March in this town, which is just ridiculous in my opinion. But again, different opinions. If you guys think racing is amazing, then, well...